Good evening, listeners. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show where tonight we are co-hosting the Busheltown New Year's Eve Parade live from downtown Busheltown. Come along with us as we bring you the extravaganza of the Busheltown New Year's Eve Parade.
Oh, welcome everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Busheltown New Year's Eve Parade.
It's a beautiful night here in Busheltown, downtown Busheltown. We're here at the New Year's Eve Parade. It's an annual Busheltown tradition dating back several years.
Several. Everybody. We have been chosen to commentate this event.
And it's an honor.
I feel like Al Roker in more ways than I care to mention.
God damn Al Roker and his weight loss secrets.
Well, actually, I feel like the old Al Roker. Doing parades and being enormous.
I feel like the before picture of everybody. Of everybody.
Cliff, we missed the cutting of the ribbon and the what do you call that person?
The ribbon cutter.
No, the person that rides in the car at the first.
The Grand Marshal?
I'll take that again. Oh, Cliff, we missed them cutting the ribbon and the Grand Marshal because we were talking about how fat we were.
Well, it's okay, Kendall. They're already whizzing down the street, and I do mean whizzing because the Grand Marshal is Scruffy, the mayor's dog. Mm. And he took a little whiz there in the road, but it's okay. There's a janitorial committee coming by, sweeping it up.
Now, Cliff, I do want to mention that, you know, Mr. Snodbottom is usually the producer of our show.
Uh-huh.
And he had to give up a little bit of the rights to this one because we are the commentators for the Busheltown Parade, and he has not taken so kindly to me bringing rum in my eggnog. He is not the happiest producer right now. He had to go down to the street just to enjoy the festivities. We are on the top floor, or on the roof, rather, of Mrs. Pussy Bottoms.
Yeah, Mrs. Pussy Bottoms, radio station is WBSH. She's running the thing here. Mr. Snodbottom has little to no input over the show, even though it's one of those co-broadcasts. It's an episode of our wonderful, beloved show, Kendall, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Well,
it's an
internet
talk show for everybody out here in Busheltown who may not have downloaded it. It's an internet talk show hosted
by... take a bathroom break.
Two really, really fat people.
But that speech has become so long, I've had to cut out the speech at the end of the show telling people how to tune in.
Kendall, the listeners are going to take so many damn speeches per episode.
Oh.
They tune in, they're like, damn it. I tuned in for some Oprah-style advice and life coaching, and all I get is speeches.
That's what we're here for.
Oh.
Look, we are missing the parade at what's going by. Look, here comes a marching band down the street.
Uh-huh. It's the Busheltown Middle School marching band.
They're playing Auld Lang Syne. What a wonderful, of course.
Auld Lang Syne, my dear,
for Auld Lang Syne. I'm sorry, Cliff. We're getting looks from the parade route. I'm sorry.
Because they're very close to the band. To us, even though we're on the top of the building.
Well, we are very loud and boisterous.
We are.
And enormous. That we can be seen from three counties away.
Well, you know, they put our glass broadcasting booth up here on the top of the building. And it is, some folks have called it an eyesore, because there's a meteor shower directly behind us tonight. It's one of those beautiful natural phenomena. But the lights from our broadcasting booth, they reflect off of that big neon sign from the Rye Factory, and it just causes a glare, and you can't see the meteor shower. But I can't help that, everybody. It's a beautiful night to me, I think. I'm enjoying this parade so much. There's a float coming down the pike, and it is dedicated to the Busheltown rye industry. Kendall, I love it. I love the float.
Sorry, Cliff, I'm back. I had to step away for a moment. I wanted to go get an update on some of the parade floats that are coming down here. But no, I do. I love this rye float. So many floats here. You know, it's like the Rose Bowl, whereas they decorate all the parades with flowers. Uh-huh. Here in Busheltown, rye must be a component in every single float.
Uh-huh. It'd be like if you were on the show Chopped, and in every round, rye was in the basket. You'd make an appetizer.
What the hell else are they going to do with all this rye?
Entree out of rye. How are you going to work dessert into the rye? I don't know how you can do it, Kendall.
More on that later, because we have
how you can do it.
We have the kids from the Busheltown Middle School coming down, and they're carrying one of their flags that they made in honor of all the different countries It's got a little bit of everything sewn into one big flag.
It's a
clip.
Unity flag, Kendall. It's a beautiful unity flag that the social studies class of the 7th grade in the middle school has made. And they're marching it down, and it says, "My humanity is tied to yours. I am, because we are." And it's a beautiful
flag. Cliff, I hate to ask you this.
Yeah.
Right here on the show in front of everybody. Uh-huh. While the parade's going on, but
did I love your Christmas gift? Yes, 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 Kendall, 1,000 times yes.
No, I was gonna ask you, do you have any resolution for this year?
God damn it, I've gotta lose weight, Kendall. I've got to lose weight. If not now, when, Kendall? If not now, why?
Well, the statement "I've gotta lose weight" is correct, but it is not my resolution, because I'll tell you why. And you know what? I'm pretty sure you could probably just go back to last year's New Year's show, and I probably said the same goddamn thing.
I've got to lose weight.
No, I would probably say the same thing. I'm not going to make a resolution to lose weight this year, because every time I have made a resolution to lose weight, it hasn't happened.
Kendall, I want to congratulate you on sticking to your resolution not to lose weight. You have done it. You have shown others that vows can be kept.
Well, Cliff, if there's anything I want to prove with this show, it's that you can make a decision to do something and stick with it.
Exactly.
5 years of podcasting, and never once have we lost weight.
Oh my God, we haven't lost any weight, everybody. Not a damn pound, Kendall. But that's not what I'm talking about now. The rye float has stalled. It sort of stalled right here in front of us. I don't know. Can you tell what's going on? Is it a tire? Is a tire blown?
I think they actually made the tires out of rye, and I don't think they're holding up like they thought they would, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall, they should not have let the 4th grade shop class at Busheltown Elementary make that float, maybe. But maybe they could have given it just a once-over before they put it on the road.
I did hear from Mrs. Pussybottom that she sent Mr. Snodbottom, who was so upset that he had no control over this, that she sent Mr. Snodbottom down further into the parade, where he could get some insights and let us know what's going on. So how about we go to Mr. Snodbottom and find out what's going on down the parade route?
All right.
Mr. Snodbottom, are you there?
Oh, Kendall, who are you faxing?
Oh, sorry.
Are you pushing, Kendall? You're trying to fax somebody.
I thought he only worked with fax. Mr. Snodbottom, are you there?
Yes,
Kendall. Oh, Mr. Snodbottom, down the way. Are you enjoying what you're seeing on the parade route?
Boss, I'm down here in the parade route. I'm standing right by the road. There's a rye float in front of me. I'm saluting the rye.
There's a rye float here in front of us.
Kendall, there's a rye float. This one was made by the inmates of the Busheltown Penitentiary. It's a rye float.
Oh, Kendall, we're getting the fax. And it's funny, when the faxes come in, it knocks the line. It knocks Mr. Snodbottom right off the line.
Cliff, there's only so much bandwidth we have here in the studio.
Kendall, there's only so much band that will surround my width and hold my f***ing pants up, because... Where's my Mr. Snodbottom? I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Luckily, they know us, and we're on a 10-second delay. So if you're listening out there on your computer or your iPhone or your... you're hearing it bleeped out, so don't worry.
Don't worry, everybody.
It's safe for all the kids.
It is safe. It's a family show. It's a family holiday, New Year's. I think New Year's was created many years ago. A lot of families stick together, Kendall, and do things. What were your family traditions for New Year's growing up?
See, I have a thing about New Year's. I love New Year's, and I wanted to stay up, and I wanted to ring in the new year, and nobody ever wanted to stay up. My sister, my mother, my father are all like, "No, we're going to bed." So I was always up by myself, like, you know, making noise and throwing confetti all by myself at night. And now I've gotten too old to be able to stay up, because everybody's like, "What are we going to do for New Year's?" I'm like, "Nothing. I'm going to bed."
Well, I'm with you, Kendall. And you know what W.H. Auden said? They said the only way to spend New Year's Eve is either quietly with friends or in a brothel. Otherwise, when the evening ends and people pair off, someone is bound to be left in tears.
Oh.
Kendall, that's what I think.
Ain't that the truth?
Ain't it the truth, everybody? Sometimes the truth hurts.
You heard it
gets
right here first.
So close. It's so close to home, Kendall. Like that statement did to us, and that's no joke.
No, of course it's no joke. We may be doing a parade joke. All this rye thing is backed up and broke down. We're going to tell some jokes, damn it.
There are so many more rye floats that we've got to announce, and yet this one is stalled right
here.
Well,
Mrs. Putty.
I thought Putty Bottom.
Mrs. Pussy Bottom told us to go ahead and vamp for a little bit while these floats are broke down. We do have one commercial break that we're sanctioned to use, but we might as well tell some jokes.
Might as well, kind of, why not?
So, Cliff, let me tell you one. A cardiac specialist died.
Oh, no.
And at his funeral, the coffin was placed in front of a huge mock-up of a heart made of flowers. Now, after the pastor finished with the sermon and the eulogy and everyone said their goodbyes, the heart opened, the coffin rolled inside, and Cliff, that heart, it just closed right around the coffin. It was such a beautiful, moving experience. It was on New Year's Eve, hard for the whole family. And just then, one of the mourners just burst into laughter.
Oh, my God.
And the next guy next to him said, "What are you laughing at?" And he said, "Well, I was thinking about my own funeral." And he said, "Why is that funny?" He said, "Well, I'm a gynecologist."
Oh, no. Oh, no. Kendall, that's terrible.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Kendall, a doctor and his wife, they're having a terrible argument at breakfast.
"Oh, you aren't so good in bed, either,"
he shouted and stormed off to work. And by mid-morning, Kendall, he had just decided he'd better make amends, and he called home.
"Well, what took you so long to answer?"
And his wife said, "Well, I was in bed." And the doctor, he replied,
"Oh, what were you doing in bed this late?"
"Getting a second opinion," said the wife. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, doc, second opinion. Uh-oh. Gotta get number two.
Well, Cliff, it's always good to have a second opinion, because if you go with the first opinion...
Well, how will you ever know?
How will you ever know if it's correct? Cliff, a young woman...
Yeah.
Actually, this joke reminds me of us.
Okay.
Not young the young
women.
Woman part.
Two young women.
But I'm getting to the point.
Large, full breasts.
A young woman. Oh, look, I think they're making some progress on the float. Looks like they've got it jacked up right now.
Okay.
Cliff, a young woman was having a physical examination, was embarrassed because of her weight. Now you see how this relates to us.
No.
As she removed her last bit of clothing, she blushed and said, "I am so ashamed, doctor. I guess I let myself go." I just start crying when I take my clothes off the doctor's
office. Oh, no.
The physician was checking her eyes and her ears. He said, "Don't feel ashamed. Why? You don't look... You know, you don't look that bad." And she said, "You really don't think so, doc?" And the doctor held his tongue to press her in front of her face and said, "Of course not. Now open your mouth and say move."
Move.
Someone's heard that joke before.
Oh.
Oldie but a goodie.
Oldie but a goodie. Hairy goodie.
Hair on that goodie.
A father is asked by his friend, says, "Has your son decided what he wants to be when he grows up?" "Yes, my son wants to be a garbage collector," replied the boy's father, and his friend thought for a moment and responded, "Well, that's a strange ambition to have for a career." "Well," said the boy's father, "he thinks that garbage collectors only work on Tuesdays." Oh.
Oh, Cliff, when you're young, you're stupid.
What a precious delusion
to have. You start growing up and you realize that nothing is great in the world.
Everything is terrible.
Everything is terrible.
Everything's terrible in the world. Everything is terrible.
Everything is terrible.
Everything's terrible in the world. Everything is terrible. Everything is everything.
You're a garbage collector. You work 5 days a week, seven days a week.
In knee-deep in garbage.
Yeah, we've been there. We were janitors.
Been there, done that.
Cliff, another joke just for us. Two whales.
Oh.
A male and a female whale are swimming side by side in the ocean. Suddenly, the male whale spots a ship in the distance, and he recognizes it as a whaling ship that killed his father.
Oh.
Mm. Yes, Cliff, he was filled with anger, and he says to the female companion, "That's the ship that killed my father. Let's swim closer."
Oh.
So when they were close enough, the male says, "Why don't we swim up under the ship, blow air through our blowholes, and break the ship into a million pieces, and that will be sweet revenge." And so the female agrees to this, Cliff.
Oh.
So they go under the boat, they take a deep breath, they blow the blowhole, they blow the ship into a million pieces.
Ugh.
And they're swimming around, Cliff, and then all of a sudden they see that there's a few of the sailors are still in the water, and they're kind of floating around alive.
Whoa.
And the whale is furious and says to the female, "They're still alive, but I've got another idea. Let's swim up under and gulp all the sailors right up."
Gulp them.
And the female stops swimming, looks at the male, and says, "Oh no, I agreed to the blowjob, but I'm not swallowing the semen."
Oh, no.
Shit. Sorry, Mrs. Pussy Bottom. Yeah. I know that was a little over the top, but we're just so usually, you know, hampered by Mr. Snodbottom.
Oh, but he's, I don't know where he is, Kendall, because
I don't know, we lost
he
connection.
Keeps trying to come back in, but we get too many faxes from the listeners because it's on the same frequency. I don't get it. It's one of those IT questions.
Well, maybe we should take a break and call in Charles the Contractor to see if he can do anything about this faxing problem.
I think that's a great idea, but first, what do you call empty jar of Cheese Whiz?
I don't know, Cliff.
Cheese Wad.
What they call Cheese Whiz in my house.
Kendall, what did Dr. Dre say when 50 Cent gave him a sweater?
How much you pay for 50 Cent?
He said, G-Unit. G-Unit. Kendall, what do you call, finally, Kendall, what do you call a fake noodle?
For all the rapper listeners out there. I don't know, Cliff. What do you call a lip noodle?
A fake noodle.
Fake noodle.
An impasta. Oh, Kendall, I gotta take a break.
Oh, let's take that break, and I swear we'll try to get Ms. Snobot and back connected, and we'll try to get this float out of the way and back on track. It's gonna be the most wonderful parade right when we return.
It's gonna be great, guys.
Stay with us.
Don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
Chez Old Dutch, nous n'utilisons que les meilleurs ingrédients pour vous donner ce goût des plus réconfortants. Parfaite pour grignoter devant un film. Les soirées en famille n'en deviennent que meilleures. Une collation pour les intermissions, c'est dans le sac. Les grignotis Old Dutch plaisent à toute la famille pendant le voyage et sont excellents pour partager avec sa nouvelle meilleure amie. Notre dévouement à fournir des produits de qualité vous aide à célébrer en famille. Old Dutch. Ici règne la qualité.
I just finished my breast exam. Let's get back to the show.
Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one that you choose.
Oh, dear. Out of 1,000 invitations. You received.
Oh, but in case I stand one little chance, here comes that jackpot question in advance.
What are you doing
with New Year's?
New Year's Eve.
Kendall, we've got company. Our listeners are back. We're back from break. We're here on top of the roof.
On top of the world.
Feels like it, Kendall. Feels like the world's going right by us. Kendall, the parade has restarted. And there's actually a salute to many nations float coming right by us. It's, of course, centered around a rye theme.
They're all a rye theme.
Yeah.
But I do like how they've used the rye in this float. Why don't you go and explain that?
Well, they put the rye, they've made it into like the African tribal symbol there on the one side, and they've put a leaning rye tower of Pisa to symbolize Italy.
Beautiful.
A large, beautifully lit rye. What is that thing in France?
Tower?
Yeah, it's that. It's made out of rye. It's gorgeous.
It's called the Rifle Tower.
Interestingly enough, there's an NRA sponsored float right Charles? Behind this with another rifle
hold on,
tower.
Hold on, Cliff. Yeah. I'm sorry. What, Charles?
Oh, hey, God. I've been plugging in. Trying to charge my phone. I'm looking for an outlet to charge my phone. Is there an extra outlet in here anywhere?
Well, I mean, if there's one around here, you're welcome to use it. We are in the middle of a show here.
I'm so sorry. It was still like this, but I'm plugging in my phone. I don't know. What is this thing over here?
Oh, Peter, that's a fax machine.
Oh, God.
Mr. Snobby was about to give us an update from the parade route, but you started the fax machine and you bumped him off.
I'm Rose Harper. Here, you plug this in. I left a woman in the car. I also some cigarettes. I gotta go.
All right, well, all right. Here, Kendall, I'm going to plug this in.
Okay, here.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, my God.
What did you do? Kendall, all the lights in town have gone out. Luckily, we're backed up by a battery generator. But was it a coincidence?
You told me to plug it in. Charles Contractor told you we need to plug it in here. Wait, are we even on the air?
Our lights are still going because we're on the backup generator. Yeah. It's the Pussy Bottom. She has her own backup generator. It's the radio station. It's the only building in town with power left. Kendall, what is going on?
Well, we have ruined... I mean, Charles has ruined the New Year's Eve parade.
The parade just started again. We were in the middle of the Many Nations float. The NRA float was right behind it.
At least they have that burning tower of pizza, so we can see.
I wish it were leaning tower of pizza, and I would go down there and eat a slice.
I've already eaten a whole leaning tower already. Well, I don't, Mrs. Potts, did we? Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, we're gonna keep going with the parade, I guess. Okay. Everybody's starting to bring out their lighters and their candles. It looks like.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's ours.
There we go.
All right. See, we can do this parade.
We can do it, Kendall. And you know what else we can do is this show. And that's not a joke, Kendall. It's also something that everybody should know.
It is something everybody should know. Yeah. It's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb. Things you should know. Oh. And now, here's your host, Griffin Kendall. In the dark.
In the dark.
Who's Friend of the Dark?
Oh, Kendall. I have something you should know here.
I wish you would ask me what it is.
Kendall, speaking of wonderful game shows, what game show fixture has a diameter of 8 feet, 6 inches?
A game show fixture?
Fixture. The mixture is the fixture.
I'm so... I don't even understand that question. What game show has a diameter of 8 foot 6 inches?
If the question were what game show host has a diameter, it would be me. That would be the answer.
Game show. I must have heard something wrong. Charles, you know, he got me all confused with his blackout.
God, Charles, I don't know what the hell is happening. No, Kendall, game show fixture has the thing. It's on a game show. And it has a diameter of 8 feet, 6 inches. 8 feet, 6 inches. Say it with me, everybody. Bushel down. Wheel. Fortune!
I was like, fixture? They have a light fixture that's 8 feet? I was just very confused by the question.
Kendall.
Cliff, what landmark bears an inscription that reads, I lift my lamp beside the golden door?
I lift my lamp beside the golden door. That would be the Golden Gate Bridge.
No!
No.
I thought for sure you would get this one, the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, I thought she had a torch, not a lamp.
Stupid bitch!
Stupid idiot.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Pussy Bob. Oh. I'm so sorry. I will keep it clean.
Gosh. Kendall, let me ask you this one. What former riverboat pilot and author called the Mississippi the crookedest river in the world?
Mark Twain.
Oh, that'd be Cliff and Kendall of his
Sandra
time.
Sandra Clemens.
Mark Twain. Cliff and Kendall of his time, Kendall.
He really was.
He was.
I mean, people probably had the same respect for him as they do for us.
Definitely, you think if he was alive today, he would be here. Yeah.
What do Southerners call ground hominy with germ removed?
Ground hominy with the germs removed. Kendall, that would be... corn.
Grits. Ritz, Cliff. You should not be able to call yourself a true Southerner if you don't know what hominy with the germ removed is.
That's how I order them, Kendall. Actually, when I go to restaurants, when I go to fine Southern restaurants, I say, I'd like some ground hominy with the germs removed. All right, Paula Deen, let me ask you this one. What beverage was first slurped in Jacob's Pharmacy in Hotlanta on May 8th, 1886?
Coca-Cola.
I like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
Look at it with our lighters.
I'd like to buy the world a Coke and something, something, baby.
I was like, I'm just going to hum this part.
Oh, can you let something to everybody know?
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, huh?
Cliff, what is the most prominent... what's the most prominent U.S. government outfit headquartered in Langley, Virginia?
Oh, Kendall, that would be, that Langley. The Pentagon.
No! The CIA.
The CIA.
George Bush CIA building.
George Bush. Remember when we did that awful show about George Bush? Kendall,
don't bring back such terrible memories. I was sad enough that I was so damn fat and couldn't lose any weight.
Oh, I know it. I know.
Get over it!
Oh, now, are you done with things you should know?
Yes.
Are you out? Okay. Well, Kendall, since we're done with things you should know, here's something else.
Join us next time for more things you should know.
I hate to spring this on you here in New Year's, but as the parade is going on, but I find it hard to make out what the float is. There's a large...
God. Oh. What the hell is my dinger?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, it's a fax.
That wasn't my dinger.
The fax from Austin that says the dinger's back at the studio.
Oh, crap.
And he also said, don't forget to play the clip package that he made. Austin made us a clip package to commemorate 2012 on the Cliff and Kendall show.
Oh, now this, I gotta hear.
And he made it, and I said, Austin, I've gotta hear it before I can okay it to play it on the air. And he said, no. And so, I don't know what it's gonna be.
I'm gonna write him up when I get back.
My only direction was this, Kendall. I said, for the love of all that is holy in the world, if you put one clip from the Chubby Challenge on there, I will kill you myself. So that's the only thing I said no. So, but here.
Kids, you might want to leave the room.
Let's rejoin our regularly scheduled fat cast.
I look enormous.
Uh-huh. Mostly, it's because we're enormous that we look so
don't
fat.
Tell me that, Cliff.
Because we take up so much space on the earth.
I didn't have things to blame it on. Named for Janus, a Roman god. Roman legend has it that the ruler Numa Pompilius added January and February to the end of the 10-month Roman calendar in about 700 BC. I got the news from you.
I got
the news from you. Because you texted me to say, can you believe this about Whitney? We have to do a show about it. And I was like,
yeah.
And I was like, yeah. No. Yeah. And I was like,
yeah. It is sad.
I go around, I say, listen to this advice, and nobody listens.
But, you know, we do what we can. It's all we can do. It's all we can do.
You know what? Yeah. If our listeners want to live in the moment, live in the moment, live in the moment, live in the moment, live in the moment. Cliff, I was thinking the other day when we were discussing in the writer's room about doing this show, you know, the way that people look at the way others should behave or live, if you look back to old, like, Victorian times and the weird, like, customs that people would do or the way they would interact or hold themselves up to a certain...
Oh, it's like everybody out there, they just think that they're the Dowager Countess.
Well, but what I mean is, like, if you look back at that, it looks, like, funny now. And so anything that people think is, like, the standard and the way things should be, in 100 years, people say, oh, that was so ridiculous how they acted. So
yes.
Nobody is right.
Yes.
Anybody can make their own destiny and live their own life. Talking board games!
Uh-oh. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, I'm so bored already, Cliff.
Oh.
Get it?
Oh, no. Oh. I don't get it. I don't get it, Kendall. I don't know how you could be bored from a board game. So much fun they all are.
Cliff, we're talking about board games.
No. The listeners are thinking to themselves, who better? Who better to talk about what makes people cool than Cliff and Kendall?
Well, I know they are. I know they're thinking that. And Cliff, let me tell you my little secret about being cool, all right? Because I learned this a long time ago. If you want to be cool, you just got to find the right group of friends to hang out with.
People
that
are stupid enough and deluded to think that you are cool. Yes, it is something we ourselves tried our whole lives to find. People, you know, look at me and they say, Cliff, you're like the male version of Adele. And I'm like, you're right. I am.
Okay, I haven't quite thought that, but I'll work on that. So, George Walker Bush.
What a man, Kendall. George W. Bush, American hero.
Because
lay it on us.
We have been down in the dumps our whole life for being obese.
Kendall, I was born under a fat sign.
We have had to work
our asses off to bring our self-esteem up just to live daily life. Oh, I feel 147.
Do you? No, you don't.
Oh, I do. I feel so old.
No.
I feel so old. No. Yes. I do.
Who you
doing it for? If a woman wants her husband to stay away from another woman, she can do so by putting a little of her blood in his coffee, and he will never quit her.
Oh, God.
Just a little blood in there with the creamer.
Okay, now one of the main objectives of people practicing voodoo centers on healing, with about 60% of all activities and ceremonies focused on that goal. Did you know that they took a statistician around to all the voodoo practices and ceremonies, and they did some number crunching, and it was 60% were for healing.
Well, damn. Hocus pocus.
Get over it.
The sweet potato casserole is the most amazing thing I've ever eaten in my life. Dear, thank you. It's a secret recipe from my great-grandmother.
I love that just thick layer of marshmallows on the top. That's what I love. I love it's about 4 inches of marshmallows and about 12 centimeters of sweet potatoes down below it. And that's
dear,
the way I
say you have to really work for it for something good.
Yeah.
Oh, you're correct.
I love it. It's one of my favorite dishes that I look forward to all year long, boys.
Yes. Oh, it's a sweet potato casserole.
Hey, guys. Sorry. I didn't mean to be so late. Oh,
Charles.
I did not interrupt you.
Oh, my God. Kendall is... how late?
I'm sorry. I was overslept.
Well, but that was wonderful. That was nice of Austin to do.
It was very nice of him to do it. Thank you, Austin, for putting so much time and
I bet he was so happy that he didn't die this Halloween, that he was just thankful to be alive and with us.
Every day is a gift. It's a gift. That's why they call it the present. The present. The present. The present. He said that the other day. He just made it up.
Yeah, I've never heard that before in my life, but...
And I thought it was beautiful.
Wait, now look at this... This dark object floating down in front of us now. Another float, it looks like. I think it's so massive, it looks like maybe it could be you and I made out of rye.
I would think that it is. You know, I think, I may be wrong, I think this is celebrating the two new super elephants that are
at the zoo. You're right. Well, that makes more sense.
But it does look a lot like us, especially with the lights out and from behind. Like that.
Why would they make a float out of you and I? There's not enough rye in the county.
I mean, that's why they would cause a rye shortage. They would cause price gouging and just bad stuff all over.
They could have had a Cliff Kendall float, but they decided to solve world hunger instead.
They did, Kendall, and it's just one of the smart things that the kids are doing.
That's what the kids are doing. They've been faxing us, or they were trying to fax us until the fax machine went down.
Well, Mr. Snobbottom, I think he's right about to give us an update.
Yeah, Mr. Snobbottom.
Snobbottom?
Do you think it's okay if we... about what the kids are saying. Right, before we do that, why don't you go ahead and give us an update on the blackout?
Yeah, boys. I'm down here in the blackout on the parade. Some of that exercise happened, though, something I never thought I'd see. I never thought I'd see it before in my life, boys.
Oh,
my God.
The kids are faxing us. They're faxing Kendall. They faxed me.
Well, hopefully we can come back to Mr. Snobbottom. I would really like to know what this wonderful thing he's seen is.
Who knows, Kendall? Who can foretell the future? Not us. Certainly not Charles Contractor. This is what the kids are faxing me. They said, since I fell off my dinosaur. Kendall, do you know what the kids mean when they say that phrase?
I don't know what the kids mean, but I know what a dinosaur is.
Oh, Kendall. Kendall, somebody ask somebody who saw Jurassic Park in the theater 6 times, summer of 93. Kendall, that was me. That was a fat child named Cliff. Kendall, since I fell off my dinosaur, it's a term used to describe something that you haven't heard or seen in forever. It'd be like if you said, hey, Cliff, is that Jurassic Park? And I'd be like, Kendall, what in the world are you talking about? I haven't seen Jurassic Park since I fell off my dinosaur.
So that could also relate to us losing weight. I haven't lost weight since I fell off my dinosaur.
I haven't seen my toes, my knees, or my wang since I fell off my dinosaur.
I haven't seen my natural waist since I fell off the dinosaur. Okay.
Yeah.
But let's just keep going with that one. Let's
just keep going.
Let's move on. We got so many jokes on that one.
Let's just keep going.
But you know what a stoplight stagger is?
Oh, no. Well, Kendall, what the hell is a stoplight stagger?
Well, Cliff, I don't know if you've done this. I know I have. That way, it's the way when you stagger your car to stoplight so that your window isn't exactly lined up with the car next to you to avoid either awkward eye contact or, in our cases, open window sing-alongs.
That's us. Or listening to a show that includes lots of belches.
Yeah, when you drive up next to somebody and you're like, I don't know, kiddo. He took her vibrator and she shoved her right up in there. Yeah.
Yeah. That, I have not done about vibrators in so long. You know, you are filthing up the airwaves.
No, but
official data, it's almost 2013.
If I have just one moment to take us back to when, to why that is so, that stands out in my mind.
Why
when
does
I was
it
doing
stand out?
Jury duty.
Why?
And I was listening to our show and I went to plug my headphones in, and the part that comes out was Kendall Heath took out her vibrator really loud. Everybody in the jury room turned around and looked at me like I was crazy. And then they dismissed me and I got out of jury duty. It was great.
Kendall resolution pollution. That's what the kids say. When they're talking about the cloud of unfulfillable promises that forms and then hangs over mankind for the first few weeks of each new year. It's about to happen. Kendall, resolution pollution. I returned to work today after 2 weeks off for the holidays, but the resolution pollution was so thick in here that I had to get the fuck out.
So, Cliff, resolution pollution is sort of like us saying we're going to lose weight.
Uh-huh. It's like the fat that forms around our entire bodies.
Cliff, do you know what dankrupt is?
No.
It's not as bad as you think. It's well, it is as bad, I guess, as you think. It's to be out of marijuana.
Kendall, don't let Austin hear you say that or I will never hear the end of whatever the hell it is you're talking
we
about.
We need to hit the weed spot, dog, because we dankrupt.
Road muffin.
Speaking of
Kendall,
dankrupt, yeah.
Road muffin. When you are stuck in traffic and you have to take a shit in a cup and then you stash it under your seat. You just stash it right under your seat, everybody. It's called a road muffin. So the next time you're traveling and you're carrying a load of Duke in a cup below your seat in the car, think, well, there's my road muffin. It's sticking up the studio. Kendall, that's what a road muffin is. I know you've made a few. You've baked a couple and left them.
You know, Cliff, of all,
cool underneath
of all
the
things
before.
I've done in my life, I don't know if I've ever made a road muffin.
Kendall, life is what happens while you're making road muffins.
When life gives you lemons.
make a road muffin. Kendall.
Cliff, do you know what an alpha urinal is?
Alpha urinal.
Yep.
No.
Well, that's a urinal that one person or collection of males tend to frequently use in opposition to the other urinals in the restroom. Same terminology can be applied to stalls.
Oh, my.
Like the alpha stall. So there you go. Alpha urinal. Clipper, is that all you got?
It's all I got, Kendall. It's all I got. No more. It's Kendall.
The kid's no longer texting me or faxing us.
No. But Mrs. Pussybottom is holding up a sign. And unfortunately, the lights went out and something would happen with the weird with the clocks. New Year's, midnight was like 8 minutes ago. So it's 2013, everybody.
New Year.
Happy New Year's.
Yay.
2013. Kendall, 2012 was so awful.
It was.
It was so awful. All over the board. And I'm so glad to just put it behind us, sweep it under the rug. Let's
bury 2012.
Bury it in the yard next to...
13 is going to be the lucky number we're looking for, Cliff.
Next to Scruffy. 13, Kendall, and it's so sad.
Oh, it is so sad.
Sad.
Wait. It is sad, but Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn, yeah. I see her at the end of the parade route.
Oh, is she holding up that banner that says end of route?
Yeah, she's the Santa Claus in our parade, basically.
She's the Santa Claus.
Coming up here, Cliff. She's coming up here.
Oh, yeah, you just come in. Come on in.
Hello, Mrs. Potter Butterchurn. How's it going?
Oh, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn, it is so nice to see you. Happy 2013.
Happy 2013 to you, dear. We were all as surprised as you were with the blackout and all, dear.
Who knew?
It's been chaos down there having to deal with traffic and people and all the drunk people. It's crazy down there, dear. You should be happy that you're up here in the booth enjoying a nice warm cup of coffee.
I am.
This isn't coffee, Mrs. Potter Butterchurn, but we are having a wonderful time up here.
Oh, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn, I see roses all over the place. Everything's coming up roses whenever you're around. I'm so glad that you're here. So glad we could bring in 2013 with you. Will you just stay with us throughout the end of the show here as we wrap up the show?
Oh, sure, dude. I think my duties are done anyway. This is in the parade route.
Excellent, excellent.
Oh, well, it is sad that the parade's over.
So sad, Kendall.
Oh, dear, how sad is it?
Oh, it's so sad that he who breaks a resolution is a weakling. He who makes one is a damn fool. And that was said by F.M. Knowles.
Well, dear, that is true.
It's true. What's true is true.
We can't change it.
No.
But, Cliff, before I go on, I do want to tell our listeners.
Yeah.
If they want to hear more about us, go to cliffhanger.blogspot.com. We have links to us all over the internet.
Oh, yeah.
But yours, Cliff, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn, your success and happiness lies in you. Resolve to keep happy and your joy, and you shall form an invincible host against difficulties. And that was Helen Keller.
Oh, how beautiful.
Oh, dear, that was lovely.
That was wonderful. Kendall, we will open, and Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn.
Yes.
And listeners out there at home, we will open the book. Its pages are blank. We are going to put words on them ourselves. The book is called Opportunity, and its first chapter is New Year's Day. That's today, everybody, and that was said by Edith Lovejoy Pierce.
Well, that was beautiful.
It's beautiful, Kendall. We also said this. Cheers to a new year and another chance for us to get it right. And that was said by us and our collective self-consciousness.
Isn't that
Oprah.
The truth, dear? Isn't that the truth? Let's all get it right this time around. Let's a new fresh slate.
For heaven's sake.
Thank God, fresh
for heaven's sake. All right, so let's sing it together, guys.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll drink a cup of kindness yet. For old lang syne.
Oh, how lovely. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here throughout the year.
Yes,
can't get rid of us that easily.
No.
Goodbye, dears.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. Ugh.